Hey everyone, I'm Jeff Zeleny, CNN's Chief National Affairs Correspondent, in for our political director, David Chalian. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, April 1st. The second quarter kicked off with President Biden welcoming another great jobs report today, one of several measures showing the U.S. economy is bouncing back from the pandemic. But high inflation and rising mortgage rates could spell trouble for Democrats in the November midterm elections. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released the March jobs report today, showing the U.S. added 431,000 jobs last month. The American unemployment rate also fell to a new low for the pandemic, just 3.6%. That's right, 3.6%, but those gains were lower than what economists had expected. But it still ends the U.S. labor market's strong first quarter on a very high note. President Biden touted those numbers in a speech today at the White House. He tied it back to his American Rescue Plan.
And more Americans get jobs as they do, it's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
So yes, unemployment is very low. You could see the president's almost glee about the unemployment rate being at record lows since the pandemic. Certainly, it's improved significantly since he took office. That does not mean his political fortunes will follow that same route. All of those gains are spilling over into higher wages for American workers. Now, we'll dive into it later in the episode, but those increases will have to work hard to keep pace with inflation. Now, remember, we said there were a few measures indicating the U.S. is bouncing back. That includes mortgage rates. Mortgage rates rose again this week. Now, according to Freddie Mac, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 4.67% in the week ending March 31st. That's up from 4.42% the week before. And that increase is even more stark if you compare it to last month's numbers. Mortgage rates only cracked 4% in mid-March for the first time since May of 2019. Mortgage rates are indirectly impacted by the Fed's recent hike in interest rates. The mortgage rates track 10-year Treasury bonds, which are influenced by how investors react to the Fed hikes and inflation. Now, you'll remember that decision by the Fed to raise interest rates last month effectively ended its pandemic-era policy of keeping rates frozen. That served as another big indicator the economy was recovering from the pandemic. It might still be an employee's market, but record high inflation is still putting strain on the average worker. Despite soaring numbers on jobs and hiring, there is a disconnect in the economy. The president is still struggling in the polls as his party heads into the 2022 midterm elections. We talked about this week how two key measures of inflation were both at their highest level since January 1982. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh told CNN today that despite record job recovery, some Americans are looking less favorably on the administration's handling of the economy because of things that are outside its control, like Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the pandemic's effects on the global supply chain. Walsh also said inflation needs stronger action than just higher wages for some.
I mean, in this jobs report, we did see wage increases in some of the lowest paid areas, retail and manufacturing. It outpaced inflation. But we can't just depend on wages to outpace inflation. We need to work to continue to bring inflation down.
Now, this combined economic stress on Americans is top of mind for President Biden as Democrats try to maintain their hold on the House and the Senate, both of which are uphill battles. And of course, as David talked about on yesterday's show, the White House announced an unprecedented release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, just about a third of the nation's entire reserve. This was meant to tackle high gas prices, of course, another thing front and center on people's minds. So despite this soaring job growth and stronger economic indicators, all of this is not helping Biden's poll numbers, and that gets to the economic disconnect that people are feeling. In a new CNN poll of polls this week, 40% of Americans approve of the job the president's doing, but 54% disapprove. This matches almost exactly the same ratings in the last poll of poll update, showing there clearly is not much movement in the mind of the public. Now, this general reaction took a further dip when Americans were asked specifically how they felt about Biden's handling of the economy. A Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday showed only 34% of adults approve of how Biden is handling the economy, but compare that to the 44% who give strong marks for how the U.S. is handling the Russian war on Ukraine. These new economic indicators today certainly offer fresh evidence of what is really a challenge for this White House. There is a disconnect between how Americans feel about the economy and how the economy actually looks on paper. Clearly, there is a sour mood in the economy. Every time you fill up your gas tank, of course, every time you buy groceries, you are reminded by inflation. The White House clearly knows inflation is really reigning over everything, gas prices as well. But as we end this week, President Biden clearly takes heart at these strong economic numbers. But the open question among him and his advisors, will any of it actually help Democrats save their majorities in the House and Senate? That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Muhammad Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bowe and Anna Sterla. We'll be back Monday.